Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Cam Newton. This is today. And this might have happened, I guess, back in the day. I don't want to be... old man standing on, look, get off my lawn. But this kid, I mean, you want to talk about Cam Newton has been a Heisman Trophy winner, a
national champion,
an MVP, a national champion.
He's done, he did a noir, like a film noir YouTube video of him with an ascot. And a wine.
I don't think that's
Cam. In my words, he did. He is.
I don't think that's part of the accomplishment John was going to get to.
But I'm just saying, outside the box, he's been a producer director of film noir on his YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
When he's like Cam Newton, in my own words, where he had a snifter of brandy and an ascot. That
well,
was real.
He does wear babushkas and and that's but that's
fashion icon.
I'm trying.
He's trying to be complimentary.
I'm trying to be
national champion.
And he's rarely complimentary to Cam.
Right. He had all the big ones other than Super Bowl win.
Right.
National champ. Heisman.
Is your goal today to rip on anyone not named James Harden? That's your goal today? You've been taking shots at everyone not named James.
Did he win a game with a charge?
Did he win a game flipping into the end zone? Did he not do a flip into the end zone against the Texans?
Cam did that, certainly.
James?
No.
Cam.
Beating Texans, no big deal.
Oh, it was back
beating
in the day.
Beating the Clippers.
Bill O'Brien destroyed this organization, it was.
I just know this much. Well, let's get back to Cam. So Cam has won Heisman. He's won national championship. He was first pick of the draft. He's really hit all the major things other than win a Super Bowl, but he got to a Super Bowl. He's at the end of his career, can't throw anymore, all that stuff. We know that. But he's done a lot. He was at a football camp. I don't know that it was his own football camp. People are saying it's his football camp. I feel like it's maybe it's his own like 7-on-7 thing or whatever. But Cam was out there, and then randomly there's a video of some kid trash talking him on the sideline, and we've got the audio of it right here. Listen to, out of nowhere, this kid does this.
You ass. You're a free agent. You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're about to be poor.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
You're a free agent.
I'm rich.
He's a free agent.
Where's your daddy at? Let me talk to your dad. Let me talk to your dad. Where's your dad?
You're a free agent.
Where's your dad?
You're a free agent.
Talk to your dad.
You're a free agent. You ass.
Talk to him. Where's your dad? Where's your pop?
You ass.
Where's your dad?
Wait a minute. You're a free agent.
You ass.
Your ass.
Your ass.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Now Cam's comment about where's your dad, was that meant to be a little bit of a slam?
No, he goes, I would rather, you're too young for me to talk to. Where's your dad? I'll talk to your dad about this. Because there was a further discussion where the guys were less abrasive and talking to each other.
No, I'd like for you to get that one, too, because that has more context.
Your ass is bad enough.
Your ass. You're a free agent. He just started doing that to
Cam. Why is it if you're a free agent that you're ass?
You're not going to be rich. And Cam goes, I'm rich. You're not going to be.
He called him,
longer.
You're going to be poor.
You're going to be poor now.
Well,
apparently, if you're a free agent, you become poor.
Dude, this kid is in high school.
Yeah.
No, accomplished nothing.
I'm just glad it wasn't a white kid, if you want to know the truth. Because then there would be.
There would have been a different context.
He would have been
doxxed
immediately.
Oh, my God.
You're poor. You're going to be poor soon.
And if he was
you're a free agent. You're going to be poor soon.
Speaking of ascots, if that kid was learning an ascot.
Can you imagine if it's just a transcript and you change it with a white kid from like Kincaid? Your ass. Your ass. You're a free agent. You're going to be poor soon, Cam. Poor. with a little MAGA hat on. You're going to be poor soon, Cam.
Some Sperry's on, some wrinkled khaki
actually,
shorts.
That's not really a MAGA hat kid.
No, no, it wouldn't be, no.
That would be more like the Kincaid. You're poor.
You're poor.
You're poor. You're going to be poor soon.
All that
you're
little
free agent.
All that little football money. I'm sure you spent it all on jewels and cars.
Now, why has it got to be a Kincaid kid?
Well, those are your
Kincaid's
people.
Kincaid's over here like, what the?
Those are your people.
Actually, it wasn't a Kincaid.
No, it was not.
It was a young African-American. You know what? I guess there's been trash talking forever, but this is disgusting.
This is the society we live in now where it's a clout chase because there's a phone on.
It was on. It went to TikTok.
Well, yeah, but that kid's catching the worst of it right now.
As he should. Yeah. I mean, look, why in this society now is it okay to troll and okay to be demeaning about somebody who's has all these accomplishments, yeah, who's towards the end of his career? What in the world? Like, who raised that kid?
Yeah,
serious,
that's the
question.
That's
like, who raised that
maybe
kid?
Maybe that's why he was asking,
at?
Where's your
yeah,
dad?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably so.
Because
like,
if your dad was here.
And you know what? There's a lot of disrespectful ass people out there like that.
No,
not
no.
just kids.
No.
People are disrespectful as hell now.
Yeah.
And the clout chase is a big problem because when the camera comes on, people say all kinds of, they want to go viral. And this kid, I was waiting for his name to pop up. Maybe it has in certain circles.
And yet we had on our show, and we think, good job, the guy who had the Fire Easterby sign. A little disrespectful.
Is that a clout
playing
chase?
A camera?
Maybe.
He sent out
the pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
He sent out the pictures, that's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah. So, I mean,
although we were told about it. We were told about it by someone that he was at the game and we mentioned it and
yeah, but there
and
was
Courtney
there was news
said,
stories
oh,
about
I know
it.
Him.
There were news stories about it before we had him on.
That's why they had news stories because of us.
Well, that's
do you have the other audio? Cam tried to have a legitimate conversation with this kid and talk to him about why were you doing it? Like, he tried to have a legitimate conversation and it's just the kid fundamentally is not able to, I don't know, there's just something that's broken with him right now that he hasn't learned. He's very frustrating.
Here's the real transcript. You're impoverished, you're bullocks, Cam, you're an independent contractor.
Well, are you even licensed and bonded? Do you even have insurance for yourself as an independent contractor?
That's Mark. Nice job, Mark. That kid wasn't a Kincaid kid, Dal. He's black. He went to Episcopal.
I didn't say he was a Kincaid kid. Lance did.
That kid.
Well, I mean, they're recruiting for Episcopal.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Well, they recruit. Don't forget, they recruited a Kincaid. That's how JT got there.
Yeah, I was.
He would have got there. Otherwise.
I was going to leave. I was going to leave that school out of it, but yeah, they all
got there.
They all do it. Don't worry.
Trust me, we weren't.
Yeah, the whole what's his name? The guy went to Florida State. What's his name? Marvin Wilson.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle. Who else went there?
Walker Little.
Well, it was interesting how they all wound up there.
Yeah.
That one place. It's interesting how that happened.
They're all zoned to that school.
Preston Hurd.
I'm sure. They're all zoned there. Yes.
They're zoned there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Recruits. Preston Hurd. Actually, no.
No.
Preston wasn't a recruit. But that's just, can we not, can we be civil? That is just
poor.
And you know what? It's a bad look for that kid.
It really is. Look, we do that stuff here. I mean, but you would think. Not, we don't just attack Cam like that, but we talk about his downfall, but he's not a good quarterback right now. That's what we do. But you would think that kid would see Cam Newton and be like, I want to be him at some point. Maybe you want to reach his level. Even if, look, it could be a middle linebacker who's a backup. You know how difficult it is to reach that spot? There's no perspective.
No. Well, that kid thinks, oh, I'm going to be a pro. I'm going to be better than Cam. Are you?
Oh, sure.
Are you, though?
Sure. How old is he probably?
Probably 15, 16.
He's probably like 14 years old, yeah. Right? Let's call him 15. Cam was in the Super Bowl, what, three?
Six
years
ago now? Was it 15, right? 15, 16?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He would know.
Cam, wait a minute. He was like, when Cam was at his best, he was 10, maybe 9? He might not. The Cam version he knows right now, everything kids, trash. You're trash. This is trash. Everything is trash now. I got to get on snacks all the time about Alex says stuff is trash. Snack says everyone's terrible and all this stuff. I think the whole generation does not have any perspective where you're either good or you're trash. That's it.
That's it.
There's no in between.
Well, you guys are the bad parents. Congratulations.
No, see, that's the problem. Dude, that's the problem. Man, that's your kid. Guess what's going to happen? If that's my kid, he's going to get a fresh one. No, he's going to get a fresh one immediately.
Shut up, kid. It's just embarrassing.
You know what? That kid didn't have anybody that would...
What the hell is that? Do you have Cam's other stuff?
Yeah, it's about 2 minutes, and like you said, it's the kid, and he's trying to talk to him, and they're more civil than they were. Then the coach jumps in, but here's some of it here.
Nah, ain't no disrespect. If you want some attention, I'm going to give you some attention. The right way, bro. The right way. When do y'all play?
We play tomorrow.
What was y'all record today then?
1-2. No, 2-1.
What did you do? I wasn't able to see because y'all was two.
It's cameras on me.
All right, bro.
On me
all what time. Did he do, man? Does he play?
He got speed.
He got speed?
No, he's playing. He's speed. Yeah.
Oh.
Huh?
You gonna see? Nah, you ain't. Don't act shy, bro. Don't act shy.
I'm sitting right here.
I'm asking. See. I don't want to see. I can see today.
You gonna watch YouTube? Oh, you watch YouTube? I know you do.
Pause. He's telling Cam if he wants to see me, watch YouTube. He said, "Watch YouTube." I know you do. Watch YouTube. He's telling him to watch YouTube if he wants to see him. You want to watch me? Go to YouTube and you can see me. I know you watch YouTube.
Yeah.
Here, circle back just a second, and then we'll go. We'll get right back on it.
I can see today.
You gonna watch YouTube? Oh, you watch YouTube? I know you do.
You cafeteria in your crotch, man.
Stop.
That came from someone on Cam's team. Like, he's got a squad himself, and you can see they have the CN for his logo, yeah. And that was the kid goes, "You got with your cafeteria Crocs on." So that's where all that laughter came from. Cam's like, "All right, calm down. Let him keep talking," because that was one of Cam's kids saying, taking a shot. So that's
with
where
your
that
cafeteria
was.
Cafeteria Crocs on.
Yeah.
Uncle Freddie wants a segment where we allow callers to call in and trash talk an athlete that they want to trash talk.
It's called...
Yeah, Throw Shade Thursday. You can do that at any point during that segment.
Yeah, we have that, Uncle Freddie. Throw Shade Thursday. It's at 10:30.
You're poor. You can call in and call an athlete poor. You're a free agent. Okay.
Why are you poor? Because I still don't get that.
Because I don't know. Because he's not under contract right now. So I guess that makes him poor.
Well, what about all the money he's already made? I forget about
it. Speaking about money we made, we come back. Last week on Friday, we talked about the huge deal that Fernando Tatis Jr. signed. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we'll tell you about that huge deal because there's some things you need to know about that deal that really alters the landscape of said deal and puts it in a little different perspective.
But much different.
It's 8:13 right here on the bench, and I want to tell you that the trip down to Angleton is not a long trip for me. It's about 42 minutes directly from my house, but the difference for a chance to have, we've been talking about perspective, for a chance to have some perspective here. That the extra few miles that I drive, it's a pretty easy drive. It really changes things when you get there and you see the great opportunities you have, like $4,000 cash allowance on Chevy Equinox. The Chevy Silverado has $4,250 cash allowance and $1,000 bonus earnings for current GM card members. That's what you get for the 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab. They've got a great incentive package going on for the GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab models as well. You can check that out, a $5,000 purchase allowance. There's so many different programs available for you right now to get the vehicle that you're looking for. But more importantly, they give you so much more for trade-in value so that you get your money on trade-in value. You get purchase allowances on a lot of the vehicles they have in stock. And the great thing is their customer service is second to none. And it's not just when you purchase. It's all points in between. Make sure you go to the website lancezcars.com and check it out for yourself. lancezcars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 816 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on the show. So, you had teased story about Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, 14 years, $340 million, right? But you sent an article where they did a breakdown of his actual money. And it turns out he took a loan from a group that is, by the way, spearheaded by a former major league pitcher whose name slips my mind. It's not somebody that any of us would ever remember. And this group basically was founded to, it's like a fund that they put together. Several people actually are involved in this, and including baseball people. And the idea is we will find it, we will bet on. What they're doing is basically betting on a young player. They give them a loan, let them live their lifestyle or have their money early, and the hope is that they make it to the big leagues, and then once they do, they get a percentage, in this case 10% of the contract, of the future earnings. And so, which maybe accounts for why he did this deal, this long-term deal. So they're going to get a giant chunk, a good chunk, like an agent's fee. Although he also has an agent too, so they're going to get a chunk of his money because he got money up front from them. And they say this is the first time they've actually had a payoff. They're still in debt. They're still in the hole. They made a lot of investments. Think of it like a venture capital group for athletes, for young athletes, where they try to bet on startups. That's what they're doing. They're betting on startup athletes. They're giving money. They're financing startup athletes, and this is the first one that has hit for them.
So he get so they gave him when he was a. In the low ball,
yeah,
he wasn't even a blip on the radar. They gave him a upfront money, and they get 8% of his future Major League Baseball earnings. That turns out, after this contract, to be $27 million. What is interesting to me is that, and this is out of the Dominican Republic, what's interesting to me is his dad was a major leaguer. Why would he need a loan? Unless his dad lost all his money.
No, I mean, it's possible.
That's possible.
Or it's possible his dad says, this is my money.
That's possible.
You're going to get your own money.
But guess what?
You're a great player.
Right. Guess what, though? If I was the dad, I would be the one that would be investing in him and saying, oh, guess what? If you make money, now you pay me back. So here's the deal is this company says that they've put out about $150 million, and this is the first one that's really paid them back,
yep.
That is paying them back. So my question is this, and people are saying that they're parasites, that they're vultures, that they're trying to take advantage of young players. The Players Association says don't do this. But if you want to know the truth, guys who aren't making it are actually making a lot more money than they ever would have. This is a losing proposition for this company that's been doing it. Now, Fernando Tatis Jr. is losing because he has to give up $27 million, and he didn't get anywhere near that. But he wanted the money up front. If you want to know the truth, I don't see anything wrong in this. The fact of the matter is that this company is actually losing. There are kids that won't make a dime at the major league level that are getting money from this company and will never, ever have to pay them back.
Yeah, they're losing. They're losing right now. The company is, but I think the hope is that they start hitting on some of the players that they invest in.
And right. Yeah, that's the hope.
Certainly not that amount, but it's not a bad idea. It's a venture capital group for startups.
Well, that's right. That's exactly what it is.
Now you can't send it. You can't put out that much. Realistically, it's more like here's $8 million. That really should be. We're going to give you $4 million, and maybe that's what they're doing. But yeah, if they don't hit, they don't hit. Most startups don't.
Well, you don't give up $4 million to make $8 million.
I'm saying you give up $8 million, but even that's high. You probably give a loan of like $4 million to these young players. It's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, no, I would think it's a lot less than that.
Even less than that?
Yes, even less than that.
I'm saying, you're probably right.
No, because... Because
for
here's
10%?
The, because the, but the percentage of players that make it to the big leagues is so low that this is not a great investment tool. If you're at the, if you want the guys who are investing are actually taking a much bigger risk than the players are. Yeah, there's the Tatis, but this is the only example of it. All the other guys, you know, this has happened, has been happening. This is AAU basketball. This is AAU basketball.
Oh yeah, this isn't the first time.
Oh no. AAU basketball, what a lot of these teams are built on, they're getting money from big agents or investment firms that they build a relationship with
shoe
these
companies.
Young players. They build a relationship with these young players, and shoe companies, you're right. They put in money into these young players at 14, 15, 16 years old, and these guys pay off at the end because, oh, well, when you become an NBA player, oh, I know that guy. He helped me out when I was young. Oh, yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay, is that predatory?
I'll sign with the Nike. I'll sign with this agent.
Is that predatory?
It's not predatory. It's a business model.
But when somebody is that young, I understand it's a business model. The question becomes, when you're young, especially, and we see it a lot in the Latin American countries too. I mean, there are agents who can help get you out of places. See, I don't know if there was ever a financial. When he brought Hakeem Olajuwon over, he was one of the first guys, and there was a guy named Jamie, and I can't remember Jamie's last name. He used to bring Nigerian players over. You know, HBU had some really good basketball players. Freddie Gapuro, Bruno Congwan. These guys would have been major D1 players. They ended up at BYU. BYU was in the college basketball tournament. Like, BYU had legitimate African players who came over from Nigeria in the early 80s, and they came over at about the same time as Olajuwon. And there was a guy named Chris Pond and then Jamie something, this Latin American guy who was bringing players over. But I would think that that kind of thing is there's some kind of agreement. Like same thing
yeah.
with getting guys out, you know, and Major League Baseball puts the camps in the Venezuelan camps.
And here's the problem is that we hear about the Fernando Tatis Juniors or the Hakeem Olajuwons or whomever, and those people helped him. There was a guy that was bringing players over from the Bahamas. His name was George, and he brought a lot of people over from the Bahamas. He wasn't the best situation because he was more like a handler, and you could tell exactly what was going on with the dude. But the percentage of people that make it and the percentage of payoffs in these things, it's actually so slight. I don't even know why they do it. If you want to know the truth. This company that was handling that loaned Fernando Tatis Jr. this money, they said, we've put out $150 million. This is the first one that's paid off, $27 million. That's a losing business model. That's a terrible business model.
Well, part of it could also be for infrastructure, for hiring certain people and all that. I don't know what they've spent their $150 on, and maybe they're putting too much money out front.
No, they said they've given $150 to players.
I don't think that's a bad model at all. I don't know what their expenditures have all been on. That maybe they're giving too much money. But the idea of betting on a young Dominican player or Cuban player,
one
or whatever.
Injury, one bad season, one girlfriend that leaves the kid, all of these things, the percentage of players that actually make it big in the NBA, Major League Baseball, or pro football is so minuscule.
But there's no
that
difference.
It's a terrible,
but
terrible
that's the
business
same
model.
It's the same exact thing with venture capital groups. This is something I've gotten to know pretty intimately over the last 3 years is VCs have a low hit rate on what they're willing to invest in. But when they do hit it, they hit. Now, when they hit it, they can also hit for
billions.
But they're, yeah, then that's one of the big differences, the offset. And this is a pretty good offset to get 20. Is that what we're guessing they got? Or
no,
they
that's
got
it,
that?
$27 million.
Yeah, $27 million. That's not bad if you have a $4 million investment. But you think about it, that's only, you know, you're only getting, let's just say, let's say they gave him $4 million. And maybe that's way higher. Let's say it's $2 million. You got 14 times your money back, basically.
Yeah.
14 times your money back if you gave him $2 million. However, with all the missed investments, you know, really, that's a little, just looking at it from the investment side. But let me flip the question. Is it not predatory to go to a player? When does it not become predatory? If it's 18, 19, if you're asking people to, if you're lending someone money, we talk about with the housing crisis, right? You're giving somebody a house that they can't afford.
How is it? How is it any different than? How is it ever any different than giving a startup business money?
Right, right, and that's what this is. This is more startup. It's not Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or whatever.
And what's the percentage of startups actually making it?
And it's low.
Yeah.
But let's just say that you gave a player that to get 10% back. I mean, I can't really blame the company. You know, you want your drip early.
Yeah,
you get your money, you take all your pictures and all that
stuff. I don't
want
to live like a minor leaguer in low A ball, but making a $40 a week. I want to have some money.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's not, we're so used to saying the big guy's the bad guy all the time, but there was that's why the predatory, it's predatory this, predatory that. This isn't fair. They're getting 10%. But it is, but you know what? It's never talked about. The player got cash money that he spent and used right up front that he didn't have to
That's
take.
Right. And we went ahead.
He could have bet on himself.
That's right. Like Jonathan Singleton.
That's why this model makes a lot more sense if you're giving out like $500,000.
Well, $400,000. Well, I think that's more like it, if you want to know the truth. But Lance, the percentage of
That's true.
$500,000 to a Dominican kid that doesn't have anything is a billions of dollars.
Yeah. Unless he lives in New York.
Well, but he doesn't know that.
No.
He don't know that.
Hey,
but he ain't
living in Manhattan, Fernando?
He ain't living in Manhattan in A-ball.
No.
Guess what?
No.
He's living in
West Virginia.
Yeah. No. Or Ottumwa, Ottumwa, Iowa.
Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Asheville's nice.
827 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. On ESPN 97.5. We haven't even talked about Boogie. We'll do that on the other side.
Yeah.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real.
Let's go!
Fun. Sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
75-713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. So just on Friday, the Rockets committed to paying Boogie for the entire season, his $1 million, just on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Then yesterday morning, maybe it was Saturday night, the story came out, they're parting ways. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe they were giving him his $1 million, just saying thanks. You know, thanks, Boogie. Thanks for coming. Here's your $1 million, for the rest of the season. But we're going to let you go. That would be nice, I guess. Guaranteeing his whole contract, that would be nice,
mm-hmm.
so that he felt good about his stay here. Well, I don't know why that they need to make Boogie Cousins feel good about his stay here, but for whatever reason. But the thought is that they want to go small again. Boogie, did you watch the Philadelphia game, him against Embiid?
Mm-hmm.
It was actually. I tweeted out, you need to play it in one speed higher on your remote.
Yeah.
When it's Embiid versus Boogie, because it looks like it's in slow motion.
Yeah.
It actually does. But he actually can hold his own still.
What's the impetus for this? It's a mutual parting. He wants to go somewhere where he can win,
I guess. No, I don't think it's him. It's
you don't
them.
Think it's him. But it's, the Rockets have been very complimentary. Well, okay, so they say they want to go smaller.
Yeah.
I know they said that. We want to go smaller. We want to, go younger and all that stuff, which is admirable. I think this is, to me, this is the first sign of we also want to be inside the top four.
We're getting there.
No, we also want to go inside the top four. And what you do is you make a sly little move with, and once again, this is not hating on it at all.
Because
if it's inside the, you're going to lose it if it's not inside the top four. If your pick is in the top four, you get the pick. So this is one of those things where let's take a guy who's, 9-7, who is a big man, who is not a bad basketball player. Let's go smaller and younger, because smaller and younger has a chance to maybe be even less successful. I'm just saying, maybe that's out there. It's not like there's a financial consideration here. And sources told Sham Sharania that the Rockets were actually very happy with him and he was a model teammate. Well, the sources are the Rockets, obviously.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make sure that no one thinks that Boogie Cousins was a problem behind the scenes or whatever the case may be. So they're putting it out there because they want him to get a chance to go somewhere. I think this feels like, because he's not making a bunch of money at all, this really does feel like a chance that, A, if there's any incentives he's going to earn, you get out from under him. So there's a financial context. But also, let's face it, there's a chance you're not, maybe this makes you a little less likely to win a game or two.
Well, that would be, yeah, I don't know. Is he making a difference winning-wise?
Nah. I don't know that he's making a difference winning-wise.
Here's what you have to do.
Is he making you lose?
Here's what you have to do is you got to shut down Christian Wood for the rest of the year. Now we're talking about not winning.
Yeah.
Because ever since Christian Wood has left this team, it really is bad. It is really, really not good. Christian Wood is a difference maker. Boogie, I don't know. He's been there. And they're not good, and they're just not a good basketball team. I don't know. I don't get the whole thing. If you want to know the truth, let Boogie play.
They're 11-17 right now.
Yeah, and they've lost seven in a row, six or seven, six in a row,
six, no seven, I think seven,
seven in a row. Yeah.
So
I mean, it's not good, and it's ever since Christian Wood got hurt.
So, yeah, it's a seven-game losing streak. You know, they're next to last right now. Now, the Minnesota Timberwolves, once again, I think they're a team that you could basically contract. No one wants to stay there. They're 7-24 right now. On the other side, it's Detroit is 8-22. Then you got the Cavs with 10 wins, the Wizards at 10 wins. Believe it or not, your Houston Rockets right now are fifth in the worst place standings. They're under 400. There are currently five teams under 400, and they're one of them. I'm telling you right now, I think getting rid of Boogie Cousins is one of those things. Okay, let's just take out a big who knows how to play basketball a little bit, even though he's physically not in great shape. We give him a chance to play. If there's any incentives he would have earned, we erase, get out from under that. Because who wants to pay incentives when you're playing 390 basketball? And you're right, John Wall, if the knee gets a little shaky, I think you can start sitting guys more aggressively. Victor Oladipo. I think you move Victor Oladipo before trade deadline. If they trade, because all of a sudden that came up at the end of last week too. Victor Oladipo.
Are you sure you don't want the Victor here? Are you sure?
Tricky point.
Are you sure?
That's a tricky point.
Are you sure? That's gonna help you get to your
maybe
to where
you take
you
back
be.
An injured player.
No, are you sure that's gonna get you to where you want to be?
Yeah, because if you trade Victor Oladipo, there's a chance the player you get back will play more games.
So you gotta have a hurt player.
So you're going to so that player's probably gonna play a lot. While Victor, you can probably guarantee he won't play half the season.
Well, you can guarantee. What if that guy starts making
Victor,
shots?
That's what I'm saying. That's why you keep Victor because he doesn't make shots and it. In the games he won't play, and then in the games he does play, he won't make shots.
That's right.
Hmm.
He doesn't make shots when he plays. He doesn't make shots when he doesn't.
Yeah.
When he does play, it doesn't.
It works out perfectly for you.
So,
remember when the defense was really good?
Yeah, it's not so much anymore.
118, 131, 121, 101, 130, 119,
I'm telling you, this is all Christian Wood related. There's one common theme. They won a game against Memphis. Christian Wood was there. They haven't won since. Christian Wood hasn't been there. This, I mean, you want to talk about that dude has got some, going to have a lot of leverage.
Well, he already got a deal done.
No, 3 years. Guess what you're going to have to do? Redo that after this offseason.
Mm-mm. Too bad, so
extend
sad.
It. Yeah.
What, is he going to demand to get traded to the Dolphins?
A max extend for
no.
Christian Wood.
I'm not max extending him.
Yeah.
Too bad, so sad.
Okay. So you're telling me right now
you spend Tillman's money when he doesn't have his casinos open?
No. When it comes open, when it comes up, are you telling me Christian Wood ain't getting a max deal?
No, he will at some point.
That's what I'm saying.
Why are you looking to give him a max deal before he?
Because
even
Fernando
have to?
Tatis, he's going to go. Hey, look at Fernando Tatis getting paid.
Christian Wood needs to. I'll just tell you this: you have got to keep him on the bench as long as he's not 100%. Don't make him come back.
I don't, even when he is 100%, you got to keep him on the bench. You know what? You don't need Christian Wood this year. Christian Wood, just sit and watch. That's what we need.
We're to the point now where I'm like, man, 28 games in, and I'm actively thinking about tanking.
No.
And I'm not so sure they're not thinking about it.
Oh, no, they absolutely should be.
They should be. Are they?
Yeah.
you don't have people in the stands, really. Not really. Now's the time to tank.
Yes.
Especially when you're going to have to give away your draft pick.
Yeah, and look at all the great players that come out of the NBA. I
saw Super Dunk by one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't Anthony Edwards?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That dunk?
That was nasty.
That was nasty.
That was like Jay Morant had a baby with Vince Carter.
Hey, let's get the man's name right. Ja.
Yeah, what did I say, Jay?
Jay Morant. This is disrespectful.
Why do you say Jay?
The rookie of the year.
You probably say,
he's poor. He's going to be a free agent. Christian Wood's going to, he's not even making max money. He's poor. He's ass.
Your ass, Christian Wood. Your ass.
Christian Wood. You don't even make max. You're poor.
I wish that, can we do that to every impending free agent from now on?
Yes.
You're poor. You're a free agent.
you need to cut one of those out. It does sound better with poor, free agent.
You're poor. You're a free agent.
But the Bridgerton guy's not that hot.
What? Huh? Did your wife say he was hot? That's why you're bringing it up?
No, she didn't. She didn't, but so I didn't even know who this guy is. I don't watch Bridgerton.
Oh, he was on SNL.
You watch all these Netflix shows. Why don't you watch that? I said, I haven't watched The Crown. It's these English period pieces are, they don't get me excited. They didn't in movie form. They don't in Netflix form. And I'm sure I'd like it. I'm sure it's a good show or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure The Crown's a really good show. Everyone says great things about it.
It's great. I like it.
I just... You know, it just period pieces from England just don't do it.
Well,
now,
guess what I'm on now? Outlander.
Outlander.
It's very romantic. And so, have you seen? There's some parts of it that are like, ooh, that's aggressive.
Well, no. Which one?
What I haven't
Outlander.
Seen.
How many episodes?
We're five in.
He's the guy with the eyes that worse. Can shoot through you and cut people.
No,
in
that's
half.
Homelander.
Oh,
yeah. That's Homelander.
No. Outlander. There's going to be a particular. You know what's that movie you always reference? That's like a bad thing happened in it. Like this guy's like traveling on the road and something bad happens. It's like you two always talk about it.
Oh, no, not the one where, no, he didn't travel on the road.
What's
you mean
it
the
called?
One who ends up in the Thai prison or whatever?
What's it called, that movie?
Oh,
you guys are always, every time you reference it, you guys,
is it like Ozark?
No, it was, that was
consensual.
No, the
guy who ends up being a kickboxer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that?
The Irish guy from Peaky Blinders.
Oh, what? Yeah, my brother-in-law is watching. He goes, there's some parts you can't
yeah,
watch.
Yeah, there's something that's going to be.
From Outlander?
Have you watched
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Outlander. I've seen that. I'm like in season two, episode whatever. I haven't really stuck with it. But there's a scene in season one where you're going to be like, am I going to keep watching this show?
On Outlander?
You are going to be very uncomfortable.
Here it is. Now, this is actually a really good movie.
Yes,
Prayer Before Dawn.
Yeah,
a Prayer Before Dawn. Is the movie.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie.
Oh, it's uncomfortable.
It is. The whole movie has you on edge.
Yeah.
Like the whole, yes. That's like, I've seen about three of those movies. Three come to mind. Hotel Rwanda, Uncut Gem, and A Prayer Before Dawn. The whole time, I'm nervous the whole movie on all of them.
Look.
And one of them is because I'm sweating games with Adam Sandler. The other one's because, like, Hotel Rwanda is crazy intense. The beginning of that one is as intense as the beginning of Saving Private Ryan, Normandy. That's the most intense 30 minutes I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah, probably. Yep.
Or however long. I don't even know how long it was.
The Reverend.
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty.
That was pretty.
That was pretty intense, pretty too.
Yeah, I don't want to be raped by a bear.
No, and also, well, I don't know if that was what was happening, but yeah, he was going to scratch you and claw you.
No, well, I think
I don't know if it was a sexual assault by a bear.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Also, I can't. The basement scene of Inglourious Basterds when they're down there and they're with the Nazis and they start to pick up on a different dialect of German, and I'm like, oh boy, this isn't going to go well. It's a Tarantino movie too, so I know. About to be a lot of blood.
Something's not going to go well.
But this Bridgerton show, Dale, I know you've watched that because
I've
that's your jam. You watched Bridgerton?
Yeah, you talked about
how was it?
It was.
It's okay.
I heard there's some sex scenes.
It was okay.
Yeah, there's sure. Yeah,
it's a love story.
Yeah, it's a love thing.
It's a love story.
Not violent. No violence.
No, there's no.
It's a love story.
Does this guy
Pride and Prejudice
you?
Almost?
Why is this guy supposedly the next
My wife. We watch everything British.
You do?
Yeah.
Because your house looks like it's a parlor in London. Your house looks very London. I had a tea set on my bed. We stayed over at John's house.
Oh, really?
There was a tea set on the bed.
Did he ask if you wanted milk with your tea? Did he ask you that as he was serving you your
said,
tea?
There was no bed and breakfast service.
He goes, you and Nicole can come where y'all can have the bed and breakfast suite. I'm like, I thought he was like joking. And I get in, I'm like, is this really called the bed and breakfast suite? Because
no,
I feel like
I
that's
just,
what...
My wife has made it look like it.
Yes, it does. I was looking at all the decorations, and I was trying to spitball the amount of money. Like, I was like, okay, lamp, this thing, some things I don't know. This big ass thing that's on the wall couldn't have been cheap.
The chandelier.
And I'm like, man. She's
something. 843.
The homeowner's insurance is going to take a long time if anything happens to that place.
843 ESPN 97.5. You know what you should have had? If you'd have had your generator from Generator Superstore, then what?
Do you know how many Supercenter? Do you know how many tweets I got about Generator Supercenter? Like, what's your number? What's your name? Generator Supercenter says, that's what we were saying. It's definitely not an I told you so. But for me, I'm just saying, when situations arise like this, that's when you want that Generac. And I'm still waiting to get my Generac installed. It's really on me. The neighbor right behind me has Generac. I looked through. I could hear as soon as the electricity went off, I just hear this hum in the backyard. I looked through the crack in the neighbor's yard, and there it is. It said Generac. Right there, attached to the house. It's a standalone automatic generator. And what happens is as soon as the power goes down, the generator goes on. So they're sitting there with their heat the whole time. They're sitting there with watching their shows or doing whatever they were doing, the neighbors right behind me. And our power went off. And here I am telling you about Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter, and I hadn't taken the necessary steps to go get mine taken care of. And this is a great opportunity and learning opportunity for all of us. In Texas, we need to have these generators. We really do. Not just, obviously, for the hurricanes, but for any time that your power goes out. It's not just an inconvenience. It also can be life-challenging and, in some cases, life-threatening. Free estimates are available. They've got low monthly payments available for you on a financing package. Make sure that when your power goes out, you've got power that comes right back on and gives you that great peace of mind to take care of you and your family. Generator Supercenter. Here's the phone number, 281-377-9774, or get online and search Generator Supercenter right here in Houston. Generator Supercenter.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. So Deion Sanders beat Edwards School for the Blind or something.
Clyde Edwards-Hilaire University.
What was it?
Clyde Edwards-Hilaire University.
No, that's not it.
No.
That wasn't it. It was Edwards something.
Edward Waters heard. Or something.
Edward Waters
yeah.
School. Deion's at Jackson State.
Correct.
And he's the head coach, and he had his first football game. And they won 50. Troy Aikman showed up and say, you know, gave him a big hug.
Did he take Deion's stuff?
Did what?
Did Troy Aikman take Deion's stuff?
He might have. I don't know. No one knows. But apparently Deion had his wallet and his cell phone in the locker room and maybe in his coach's office. Maybe he doesn't have a coach's office. I don't know. I don't know what's going on at Jackson State.
Man comes to coach and gets his stuff jacked in the first game.
Or maybe he didn't.
What do you mean?
Because afterwards they said, well, it was moved for safekeeping and we got it back to Deion. And then Deion said, well, no, a staffer caught the person who was stealing it but couldn't fight him off or something.
One of these is accurate? Because obviously they don't want the bad publicity
yeah.
about Deion having a stuff jack. Deion might, like, even if Deion, what point would it serve for Deion to have to lie?
I don't know. Maybe his stuff was gone when he got back, and then he did the press conference, and then they went, oh, coach, we just moved your stuff.
But I would rather say that so it doesn't look bad on the university.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
If somebody stole my stuff, I'd be pissed off like, hey.
Oh, yeah. Well, Deion left the building apparently without his stuff because there wasn't apparently he was pissed off as he was leaving the building.
Your wallet and cell phone, all your valuables were moved to a different place.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. I don't know exactly. No one will probably ever mm-hmm. know exactly.
This is John's new thing. unless you're there, you can't possibly.
You don't know.
You don't know. No one does.
No one does.
Dion knows.
You know?
No, I don't know.
I wasn't there. I wasn't at the game. Were you at the game?
No. Here's the final official statement from Jackson State, 8:33 p.m. Immediately following our hour one today, several items belonging to Coach Prime were taken from the locker room. Those items were quickly recovered and returned. While we consider this an isolated incident, we're thoroughly reviewing security protocols to ensure this doesn't happen again, so on and so forth, blah, blah, blah. But that's their official statement. Quickly recovered and returned, but they were taken from the locker room. Although, initially, from them, no, they were just moved. This is what Dion says.
No, it was stolen, but they got it back. It was stolen out of my personal bag in my office, and my assistant caught the gentleman in the process of stealing it, but she was alone. His assistant was a woman. He said she was alone. No miscommunication, my man, at all. So Dion's pretty firm in the fact that, nah, stop saying this is a miscommunication.
Well, it appears as though this was,
mm-hmm. It appears as though, well, she thwarted, how about this? Maybe she's a superhero. Mm-hmm. She thwarted the theft all by herself, which is totally, totally sweet. Good for her.
Who was Homelander's girlfriend?
Well.
What was her name, Del?
You mean the Nazi at the end?
Well, now you ruined it.
What do you mean?
Wow. Now she can't be the superhero.
That was pretty well, you know, implied very early on. I didn't ruin anything.
You ruined it. The whole story now. No. Oh, I'm not watching it.
Oh, the guy who said that about it, the stuff being stolen, Barstool Sports deleted their tweet. Barstool Sports had a tweet said, lies. It was stolen because a staff member walked in on the theft being committed, but she couldn't fight a dude off. Barstool deleted the tweet. Another guy deleted his tweet. Yeah, I think Dion's like, whomever putting out the lie that my belongings wasn't stolen is lying. My belongings were taken out of a zip bag in my office, and more items were taken as well from my office. We've retrieved them since being reported. My staff member witnessed the crime. Hashtag truth. He's said this four different times now. So I think he's pretty sure, like, yeah, y'all stop trying to make excuses. This was stolen. Hold somebody accountable. This is stolen. 53-0 win, though.
But why did you want to know about Homelander's girlfriend?
Yeah, because she was the one that thwarted the theft.
She stopped the theft
Superhero?
From happening?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Stormfront?
Stormfront. That's her name.
Mm-hmm.
Stormfront. Or, that's a name of a person.
Well, not her actual name. That's her superhero name.
Which is better? Super Pig or what was it?
No, it's Spider Pig.
Spider
Pig. Not Super Pig. Look, you can't make any jokes. You like Pongo. Stop it. You've relinquished all ability to make jokes when you watch the Umbrella Academy and reference Pongo the talking monkey. You're out. You can't make jokes anymore.
Love Pongo.
I know you do. That. So the jokes are done for you.
Mm-hmm.
You Gandalf and Pongo, those are your guys.
Mm-hmm. So there are some, okay, there are a bunch of different Deshaun reports coming out. Okay. First, apparently, Deshaun, well, he wasn't promised any input in the general managership.
According to Ben Volen, I don't know how the guy from the Boston Globe knows that to be correct. Or maybe he talked to Casario, although Casario didn't have the job at the time. But that's from Ben Bolin of the Boston Globe.
I find this a little curious, too. Like, I'm curious where the info is coming from. And it's not like he's been around for a long time. This isn't just some random guy.
No.
I mean, he's been around.
Yeah, no. Ben Bolin,
So what? So he said no, Deshaun was never promised. So people are going to start getting their narratives out there, however they need to do it. The Texans will have theirs out there. Deshaun's going to make sure he has his out there. I'm really curious to see what transpires because nothing is really happening now. Everyone's talking, but I figure this is going to be a long, dry period. February, March, you're going to hear pseudo stories and fake. John McClain's going on every radio station saying, he's never going to Denver. That's his latest one.
Yeah, no.
He would never, ever go to Denver. Like, okay.
Whoa.
I don't know why. But well, John is speaking,
because they don't have a high enough pick in 2000.
So it's not the Deshaun. In 2021. So when he says that, maybe it's that the Texans would never trade him.
I guess.
But Deshaun is...
I don't know if Deshaun knows. If Deshaun is saying no, Deshaun doesn't know how Denver Bronco crazy they are there.
So, yeah, I doubt I would. If I'm Deshaun, I wouldn't mind playing in Denver unless you're saying, do I really want to go up against the Chargers?
Well, they ain't running anytime soon either, though. If the Raiders get a
really good quarterback, the Chiefs, maybe that's something he's saying. But here's a question for you. It's the first thing I thought of, and now there's articles being written about it. The Carolina Panthers are making some salary cap cuts, and they are getting further under the cap. And immediately the thought is, they're making room for Deshaun Watson. Teddy Bridgewater unfollowed the team account, and unfollowed this and unfollowed that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That means there's trouble in paradise.
Yeah, so.
As soon as you unfollow.
Yep, and so my question is this. Would Deshaun go play in Carolina? Because here's what they could offer. They offer a top 10 pick, number 7. What everyone throws out there is Christian McCaffrey, right? Well, so they say Christian McCaffrey, which I don't know if I want a running back with that level of financial commitment. You get the 7th pick and whatever else they throw at you. Would that be on his list, the Carolina Panthers? See, I don't think it's terrible to play in. I think the NFC South is really going to be in flux. You got Tom Brady, doesn't have a lot more time. The New England Patriots, New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees is gone. The Falcons can't get their stuff together. I actually think if I had money to bet on the stock, I'd bet on the Matt Rule Carolina Panthers stock is what I would. I would think Deshaun should, from a football standpoint, if he does his homework, think that that's not a bad spot for him. Now, it gets a lot less attractive with no 7th pick and no Christian McCaffrey. It's not as attractive then.
Yeah. He chose to go to school in South Carolina, so I don't know that North Carolina would be such a reach for him.
No. Regionally, it's not a bad It's not a bad place for him to go, but...
Can they win right away? Does he... But how long is Joe going to be there,
Burrow? Brady.
Joe Brady. How long is he going to be there?
Yeah, Matt Rule's there.
How much do you like Matt Rule? I don't know. Has Quincy attacked Matt Rule yet?
Has Matt Rule done anything?
Was he on Quincy's radar?
Let me see. Quincy's attacked a lot of coaches, but mostly they're ones who play. They're college coaches.
Yeah. Well, he's Matt Rule after, was a college coach.
I know. So. He's gone after Ogeron. He's gone after
Dabo
Sweeney.
And
there was another one, too.
That's kind of odd that he goes after Dabo with Deshaun.
Yeah. I mean, Dabo has done some things that have made Quincy not thrilled with Dabo.
Yeah, but you would think that Deshaun would go, hey, ease up on Dabo. You would think.
Dabo was... Deshaun's quicker to defend Jack Easterby than Dabo.
Yeah, he kind of is. No, not kind of. He really is.
Apparently.
And did you see, if I'm Trevor Lawrence, I'm like, really? Dabo compared Trevor Lawrence to Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Hey... You compared Deshaun to Mike.
Well, that tells you what Dabo thinks of the two of them.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I won your title too, bro.
Yeah.
I won your title.
Deshaun changed the game for Dabo. Deshaun made Clemson a viable place for Trevor Lawrence to go.
That's true.
That's the deal. He's the guy. I mean, as great as Trevor Lawrence was there, Deshaun's the legend.
All right. We got to break it because when we come back, there is an actual real apology. We know the kid who was bad-mouthing Cam Newton, and he's got a notes apology.
Oh, no.
My favorite.
An apology on notes, and I will read it to you.
Well, we're going to have to play
it. Are you
going to
read it in the Kincaid voice?
Well, it's written like it's in a Kincaid voice. I'm not sure the kid said, you poor. Your ass, bro. You're poor. First and foremost, I want to express my deepest apologies.
That's okay. Enough.
On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.
ESPN. 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.